It's time for the Los Angeles Kings postgame show.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime. Good times, all the time.
DePaulo to the net, shoots, score!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And hi again, everybody. Back here in Philadelphia, the Kings win it by a score of 4-1. They close out the road trip with a record of 1-2-1. And they'll head home tonight, 2 points ahead of Vegas atop the Pacific Division. Three stars of the game as selected by the local media. Trevor Lewis, very visible tonight, scored his 8th goal of the season back in the first period. That goal turned out to be the game winner. Lewis had some other chances on goaltender Brian Elliott. Trevor Lewis, star number 3. Drew Doughty did not figure on the score sheet with a goal or an assist tonight, but he played a ton, close to 30 minutes. We'll get the final numbers for you in a moment, but Drew Doughty, a heck of a game as he shut down the Flyers out there quite a bit against their big line. The only goal for Philadelphia was on the power play, so Doughty doing his thing defensively tonight, star number 2. And Jonathan Quick with 36 saves, 3 big saves early in the third period on Raffel, Gostisbehere, and Voracek on a Flyers power play when it was 2-1 Kings. Quick gets the number 1 star honors, and for Quick, his 16th win of the season. 4-1 the final. The Kings win it. We'll take a break. We'll have the highlights when we come back. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime. Good times all the time.
Tyler Toffoli, Dustin Brown, and Doug McIntyre and Leanne Tweeden play here. 790 KABC.
Post-game show continues here in Philadelphia. The Kings with a 4-1 win. And time right now for our Nestle Crunch hit of the game. It came late in the third period. Down to 2 minutes left. Fantenberg for Toffoli. Right side to Pearson. Moves into the zone. Plays it into the corner. He got hit hard by Haig. Did Tanner Pearson. Pearson losing his stick. Big hit there by Robert Haig, rookie defenseman. Yeah, that came with about 2 minutes left to play. That is our Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Nestle Crunch anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. Now to the fun stuff, the goals for the Kings here tonight. Like the other night in Brooklyn, where the Kings led 2-0 in the first period, that was the situation here tonight in Philadelphia. And the game's first goal came at 5:27 of the first period. Troy Mitchell now comes in to take the draw. Brodzinski, the other forward out on this line combination. Kings win the draw. Martinez a shot. Score! Right off the faceoff win by Torrey Mitchell in the high slot. Alec Martinez wired it, beating Elliott upper left corner. Great shot by Alec Martinez off the faceoff win, and the Kings take the lead here in the first period. 5:27 into the game, 1-0. And for Alex's third goal of the year, Mitchell, who's done well in the faceoff circle, his first assist as a King. The period was moving along, and then at 16:46 of the first period, the Kings scored what proved to be the game winner. Outlet by Gostisbehere goes all the way down. They wave off the icing. 1-0 Kings. Muzzin ahead for Shore into the zone to Lewis, right circle. A shot, he scores! On the rush, the Kings get a goal. Nick Shore up the middle, gained entry into the Philadelphia end. Fed it to the right circle, and Trevor Lewis beating Elliott on the short side with 3:14 left in the first period. Lewis and the Kings are up 2-0. And for Trevor Lewis's 8th goal of the year, he had 12 last year, which was a career high. Good first half for Trevor Lewis, responsible forward from Shore and Muzzin at 16:46. Again, that was the game winner. Then on a power play later in the first period, the Flyers scored what proved to be their only goal tonight. Voracek is out with Couturier, Simmons, Gostisbehere, and Giroux. Giroux on the left wing side with a shot. Locke rebounds across. Voracek scores. Well, the Flyers got a great deflection off a shot block. The shot from the left circle hit a King, deflected to the right circle, and no chance for a quick, and Voracek buries it, and the Flyers get a power play goal, cut the lead in half. Kings lead 2-1. And for Voracek, his eighth goal of the year, Giroux and Gostisbehere, part of their first power play unit with the assist. So the Kings with a 2-1 lead, and that was the score at the end of one. The Kings have now allowed a power play goal in six straight games. Opponents in that stretch are now 6 of 23. A scoreless second period, and then early in the third, Adrian Kempe got 2 minutes for cross-checking, and the Kings' penalty killing went to work, in particular goaltender Jonathan Quick. Quick early on made a save on Michael Roffel, and then later on during the power play, Quick came up big. Play continues into the zone. Giroux to Couturier. To Gostisbehere, feeds it across right side. Voracek to Giroux. To Gostisbehere. Shot saved by Quick. Quick with a big stop on Gostisbehere. Now at the right circle. Quick shot saved by Quick off Voracek. And Quick will get a whistle as he slides out about 5-6 feet to the left of his goal crease.
Yeah, two big stops there at the end of the power play on Gostisbehere and Voracek to keep it 2-1 Kings. And then Mr. Kempe, who was in the penalty box, well, he made use of the ice time when he got out. This happened at 4:48 of the third.
The other way, Philadelphia in on left wing, Giroux. Cross ice it comes, shot, save is made. The bid off Voracek, and the Kings at full strength. Brown into the zone on the right wing, drops it for Kempe, who shoots and scores! Adrian Kempe, just out of the penalty box, joined the rush. The Kings moved in the zone. He took a drop pass at the top of the right circle and beat Elliott on the short side. Adrian Kempe has given the Kings a 3-1 lead here in the third period.
And his 11th goal of the season, Dustin Brown with the assist. 2 minutes later, Kings thought they had made it 4-1, but a Doughty shot that got past Elliott was challenged by the Flyers coach David Hackstall for goalie interference, Brown on Elliott, and they overturned the goal call. So the score remained 4-1. But later on in the third period, the Kings would get that fourth goal, and this goal closed out the scoring tonight.
Now Kopitar feeds the slot. Doughty moves in, shoots, and scores! Dustin Brown in front may have deflected it, but Drew Doughty with a chance from the right circle with Brown in front. If it's not Brown's goal on the deflection, it will be Drew Doughty's. Either way, it's 4-1 Kings.
And that, of course, was the goal that the Kings thought they had scored to make it 4-1. That was the goal that was challenged and overturned by the officials. And this is the goal that did make it 4-1 late in the third period.
And Provorov takes over with 4:37 left to play. He'll feed it out to center ice. Turnover. Philadelphia short. Toffoli in on goal. Shoots. Scores! Tyler Toffoli capitalizes on the Flyers, turning it over, coming out of their own end. Toffoli was set up between the circles, and he beat Elliott on the glove side. And Tyler Toffoli with his 16th goal of the season and the 100th goal of his NHL career makes it 4-1 Kings.
And the only assist to Nick Shore, and that closes it out tonight. The Kings win it 4-1.
We'll take a look at the final numbers and the scoreboard when the postgame returns. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. 4-1, the Kings win it here in Philadelphia. As we take a look at the final numbers, shots on goal, Philadelphia 37. And the Kings with 25. Jonathan Quick gets the win. Now 16-10-1 this season. Elliott, the loser, he is now 12-7-6. The Flyers' six-game winning streak comes to an end. The Kings on the road, now 11-5-2. And at home, Philadelphia falls to 7-7-4. Now the Kings go home, and they'll play some Western Conference teams for a while. And against the East, with a win tonight, they are now 15-5-1 this season against the Eastern Conference.
Power plays, the Kings were 0 for 2, and Philadelphia was 1 of 6. Time now for our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. We give it to Alec Martinez. Elevated ice time with the injury to Folan. Alec played almost 28 minutes, 27:43 tonight, a plus 2, had a goal, and was credited with 3 hits. Now, checking the scoreboard, these games are final. The Oilers, well, let's see, we'll get you the Devils and Ducks. That's final, and the Devils are rally, and they beat Anaheim 5-3. The Devils getting back Taylor Hall into their lineup. He was hurt last week in the Kings game at the Prudential Center. So the Devils beat the Ducks 5-3. The Bruins, 45 shots at home, beat up on the Blue Jackets 7-2. In that game, David Pastrnak had an assist to extend his point streak to 12 games. That's the longest in the NHL this season. Bruins 7 and the Blue Jackets 2. End of one period, the Oilers at home leading San Jose 2-1. Also at the end of one in Colorado, Pittsburgh and the Avalanche are tied at 1. And here tonight, the Kings defeat Philadelphia. Goals from Alec Martinez, his third. Trevor Lewis is 8th. That was the game winner. Adrian Kempe's 11th. And Tyler Toffoli with the 16th. And for Tyler, career goal number 100. Again, we want to thank our network producers, Art Webb and Steve Paillette tonight, our on-site producer, Tom Keegan. And now next up for the Kings, Thursday at home at Staples with Colorado at 7:30. Our coverage, 7 o'clock with the pregame, 7:30 play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the radio network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Philadelphia. The final score once again, the Kings 4, the Flyers 1. So long, everybody.